What are permanent shadowed regions? I'm Caitlin Ahrens, the Pluto Manager with the U of A Center for Space and Planetary Science, and this is Scratching the Surface. I'm sure you have all heard the phrase, where the sun don't shine, but Mercury and Earth's moon actually takes that phrase literally. In the past, telescopic observations and orbiting spacecraft have detected ice deposits on the moon and Mercury, the closest planet to the sun. So how could water ice survive in such extreme conditions? Turns out there are craters on the lunar and Hermian surfaces that the sun truly cannot reach the bottom, the shadowed region to harvest accumulated water ice that potentially survives for billions of years. So now the fun begins with comparing how the ices may have evolved over time and how different these permanent shadowed regions differ between the two rocky airless worlds. Scientists from UCLA have made the recent discovery that such craters with ice deposits have a more symmetrical shape than the larger surrounding craters. The next step is to figure out the thickness of ice trapped within these craters. So far, it has been found that the north pole of Mercury and the south pole of the moon have craters that are nearly 10% shallower, which could be the result of undetected ices changing how the crater evolved over time. For more on the Center for Space and Planetary Science, or for more segments of Scratching the Surface, spacecenter.uark.edu.
Scratching the Surface with your host, Caitlin Ahrens, the Pluto Manager, is a production of 91.3 FM, KUAF Public Radio in Fayetteville. This is a listener-supported service of the University of Arkansas.